With Fidelity Wealth Management, a dedicated advisor can work with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Plus, you'll have access to specialists in estate planning strategies. So you're not just growing and protecting your wealth, you're sharing it. More at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. It's Wednesday, May 24th. Happy hump day, which is really not hump day for me. For me, hump day is Tuesday. Once I get through Tuesday, like Monday is like 2 days of work in one day. Tuesday is like a day and a half. Now Wednesday is like, okay, the end is in sight, which is great for me. Sorry if this is really your hump day, because sometimes it's a tough one. But if you have a financial question and you no longer want to think about hump day, just go to our website, jillonmoney.com, click the contact us button and let us know if you'd be willing to come on the air live. Mark does everything else. Now, while you're on the website, you can check out our free weekly newsletter. You can look at the blog. You can look at the resources and you can subscribe to our weekly email. It is a newsletter that comes out every single Friday. Mark does a wonderful job. He coordinates that and picks out some great stories for you that you might have missed during the week. If you've got a few extra bucks, you can buy the book, The Great Money Reset, and subscribe to our new service, Jill on Money Live. That's where you have access to quarterly live webinars, some cool extra interviews that we do on camera. Anyway, if you would like to join us, again, just go to the website. That is what Alicia did. She's on the line from New Jersey. Hello, Alicia. How are you? What can we do for you?
Well, I'm interested in talking with you because I'm about 4 years out from retirement, and so is my husband. We're both public school teachers, and we're going to have 3.5 years without a mortgage. We're looking for a money reset as we relocate after retirement from this school district to Delaware. And we're hoping to sell our townhouse and then reinvest that money in a new property. We're trying to figure out what to do with the money we will be saving on our mortgage, which we pay off in March 2027. I'm sorry, the mortgage we pay off in 2024 until we begin that transition in 2027.
How much will that mortgage payment save you every year?
About $2,400 a month.
Okay, great. When you look at your pensions, what will those pension amounts be in 4 years?
We're both looking at about $60,000 a year each.
Oh, $120,000. Will that cover your needs? Like $120,000 seems like a lot of money to me, but is that enough for you guys?
It is. We have no children, no pets, and we live pretty frugally at about $6,000 a month.
Oh my gosh. Okay, no problems at all then. You said you're going to sell your townhouse. Let's just do it as if it were today. What's the townhouse worth now?
$400,000.
And you moved to Delaware, and is that a downsize or is it an equal size or an upsize?
I think we'll probably end up $500,000 on that property because it'll be by the beach.
Oh, how nice for you. You're familiar with the area. This is not
yes.
Like, oh, okay. So it's not like, oh, I've dreamed of this and you haven't lived there. So you're comfortable. You're going to be able to pull the trigger on this.
Yes.
So now tell us a little bit about the money you've saved. In addition to the pensions, do you have pre-tax retirement accounts or post-tax retirement accounts?
We do have about $300,000 each in our 403Bs.
Okay. So the 403Bs are both pre-tax, right?
Yes.
Okay. And it's $600,000 total, right?
Yes.
Okay. Got it. Alicia, how old are you?
51.
And hubby?
Same age.
Okay. Any money that's in a brokerage account?
We have about $10,000 in a brokerage account, and then we have about $35,000 in Fulton stock, which has been a gift, which we kind of keep aside in case of an emergency with a family member.
Okay. And when did you inherit that stock?
It's been trickling in since I was like maybe 30 years old.
Oh, gosh. So that's a very low cost basis, yes, is what you're saying to me. Okay, fine. Any money that is safe in the bank, CDs, I-bonds, anything like that?
Just a savings account balance of $40,000.
Are you both contributing to retirement accounts right now still?
We are. We're both contributing about $900 per pay period.
So just out of curiosity, I know that because you have a pension, there's probably no match. So are you doing that to, you know, obviously save money, but also to help with your taxable income, to reduce your taxable income?
No, we were just doing it for retirement purposes.
Okay. And you said it's next year where you get to save that $2,400 a month, right?
That's right. Starting in March.
First of all, I mean, pretty amazing, Alicia, that you are going to be retired teachers, both be able to claim these pensions. You are in such good shape because you don't spend a lot of money. So congratulations.
Thank you. Well done.
That's great. And then, you know, obviously when you collect Social Security, it will only get better. I think, though, that for the time being, just in this like mini time horizon of 4 years, I think it would be good for you guys to start accumulating some money, both in savings and brokerage. At this point, I'm not sure you need to contribute to the 403B. You don't get a match. And I think what's going to be helpful is to have money that has already been taxed. So if I looked at your combined income right now, how much is that, Alicia?
About $200,000 a year.
Okay. So, I mean, whether you use the 403B or not, you're basically in the 22% tax bracket. Okay?
Yes.
I feel like go ahead and pay your tax on your earnings. Pay that 22%. And who cares? It does not have to go into a retirement account. You're going to be in the 22% tax bracket for the foreseeable future because you have income, right? You've got these pensions. So what I would do is in the near term for now, I would say, okay, we're done with the 403B. Pop that right into the savings or and or brokerage account. Where's the brokerage account held?
Equitable.
Why is that? Do you have a broker or something?
It's just somebody who works with our school system.
How do you feel about managing your own financial stuff? Like, not so confident.
Yeah, not confident.
Okay. So a couple of things just to keep in mind. Number one is you can open up an account of Fidelity or you can just put money in your savings account. Where do you bank right now?
Bank of America.
I've heard of them. Okay. So Bank of America, for now, what I would do is for the rest of this year, I would accumulate more cash in your savings account. Make sure that you get a good number, like buy a CD if you have to, you know, make sure you're getting a higher yield or just go to, you know, depositaccounts.com and find a higher yielding savings account. Because what I would like to do is between now and the next 4 years, I want to save up that $100,000 that you're going to need for your home purchase. But what I want you to also remember, and this is not going to resonate this second, but in 4 years, you're going to remember this moment. And I'm going to tell you that when you retire, that Equitable dude is going to come after you to roll over your 403B account with him or her. And I am telling you, do not do that. And I am telling you that someone is going to try to sell you an annuity or an insurance product. And I don't want you to do that. At that time, what I want you to be able to do is to say, oh, wait, I remember Jill told me this. I think I need somebody who's a fiduciary, not an insurance salesperson. And what I would like you to be able to do is either at that time or as you approach that time, you're going to get back in touch with us. We can give you a referral, or you are simply going to go to Fidelity or to Vanguard, and you're going to walk into a situation where you can have a management of your accounts, but not from somebody who is trying to sell you something.
Gotcha.
So there are services that are available. There's places like Betterment, and Vanguard has a service, and Fidelity has a service, which is like, we'll manage your money and we'll give you some financial advice for a certain lump sum. Like you have to have a lump sum of money. That's what you're going to do with that 403B. I just put that in your head because I know so many teachers who are sold crap on the way out and they don't need it. You're in fantastic shape. You do not want to tie up that 403B money. You don't want to buy a product with that. As far as I'm concerned, I would not put any more money into that brokerage account with Equitable. I would literally just put it in your Bank of America account. That will avoid, I mean, I think, any sort of extra, how can I say, shenanigans from an Equitable broker who is likely to sell you an insurance product.
Very good.
All right.
I feel well armed.
All right, good. Now you'll call, and if you need anything, you'll let us know, right?
I will. Yes, this is great news and really confidence building. So I appreciate Excellent. Getting a chance to talk to you at this point.
It's amazing. I feel so happy when teachers can retire and actually be in great shape because, you know, they didn't make a ton of money in their careers. They lived within their means, and now they've got this guaranteed income, which is great. So if you don't have guaranteed income, it might be a little bit more problematic or it might be a little bit more difficult. Doesn't matter. We are here to help you. Mark and I are both certified financial planners. That's why we ask all these nosy questions. So we are delighted to help you. If you need us, just go to jillonmoney.com, click the contact us button, and let us know if you would be willing to come on the air. Don't forget all sorts of fun stuff on the website, the book, the new service, Jill on Money Live, the free weekly newsletter, all that is right there at jillonmoney.com. Put your hands metaphorically on someone's back, change your work, change your wealth, change your life. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.